I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, the town is still completely buzzing about the aftermath of the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment and assault allegations. Just this past week, we in The Hollywood Reporter ran my story about Roy Price of Amazon Studios. And I think shortly after you called Amazon to let them know the story was running, the resignation of Roy Price was announced.
Right. And, you know, your main source on that story, Issa Hackett, who is a producer on The Man in the High Castle, one of Amazon's shows, she was very explicit in the interview she did with you that she was coming forward on the record because of, or at least in part because of, the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the allegations that came out against him. So that is a direct result of what's going on with Harvey, that we now have another executive who has been taken down due to allegations of harassment.
Right. And to be clear, Issa Hackett had told me about an incident at Comic-Con in July 2015 in which Roy Price made some very crude, allegedly crude and unwanted advances repeatedly to her. We described this in our story. I won't say the words on the air. And, you know, this was reported promptly to Amazon in July 2015. We had been asking questions about this since last spring. You know, Amazon did not react remarkably until we were on the brink of publishing. They suspended Roy Price shortly after Issa Hackett went on the record. And then when we went with a more detailed story about what had been going on and the behavior of Roy Price, the alleged behavior, I'll say, suddenly he was gone.
Yeah, that 2-year period is a real big question mark of why Amazon waited so long. And as you've detailed in your story, the culture there has sort of gone beyond just Roy Price. And, you know, some of the claims that have been made against him were also made against the programming that Amazon was focusing on, where they had a lot of shows that were more male oriented. They had not picked up a show straight to series from a female creator. They make the female creators do pilots, where a number of male showrunners have been given shows straight to series. I think the focus now is on the culture in general at Amazon.
Yeah, I think they have a real problem on their hands resetting the way that place has worked, you know, and some of my sources have sort of compared it to when the Japanese bought Columbia Pictures and there was this gigantic culture gap. And they sort of laughingly said, you know, it's as if Jeff Bezos and Amazon are the Japanese in this case, because the Hollywood culture is so specific and Amazon has its own very specific culture. And to come in here, you know, it's difficult for an outsider to make shrewd hiring decisions and really monitor, like, are we making good programming choices? You know, Roy Price passed on Big Little Lies, even though, you know, others in the company wanted to make it. So, yeah, this is a broad series of questions about how business has been done at Amazon. And some people have speculated to me they don't know how much Amazon wants to stay in the game, which would be bad from Hollywood's point of view.
Oh, yeah. Their content budget's about $4.5 billion this year. But I would not be surprised to see several other changes in the executive ranks happen in the very near future.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.